We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are now, Baruch Hashem, on Perek Beis, the Shah Rafach. The old edition that's Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Do you have it there? Perek Beis. That's right. And in Matuk Midvash, it's on page Shin Pei Zayin. So Baruch Hashem, not such a difficult inyan. Just as if you're not used to the inyanim of Rafach, it might seem a bit difficult, but we'll try to make it as simple as possible with the various diagrams that we'll show. So Hashem will understand this very, very important inyan, which has everything to do with our avodah to Hashem, as I mentioned last week. So let's just jump into the parak of it. Nivav k'tzara seda madrigosam zulim alazim. Hine. Ika v'shorosh l'kol hem alba oisios havaya be'em samusam be'em tza ve'em ve'et sorry. Okay, so we see that the start of all starts is the Yud-K Vav-Ke. That's the Atzmius and the Tzura of all things. Now, that is the first Madrega we find in all things. Now, you can always bring things to a lower Madrega. So he says, Madrega Shnia. Hi ha'achorayim sholehem bebechinat Atzmam v'tzurosam kaze, yud, then yud k, then again you start over yud k vav, and then you start over yud k vav k. So you do ba'achurayim. V'hem eser oisios.
He's not therefore to spelling out the letters.
No, you're not spelling. That's miloy. That's something else. Miloy, you spell out the letters, so you'd spell yud. Yud vav dal.
So what's achurayim?
Achorayim means the other side, the back side, the inferior side, the weaker side, however you want to touch it. And how is that denoted in Oisius, in Shem Hashem? It's denoted by spelling it in a long way, as opposed to Yud Kevavke. In a short way, you spell it in a long way. Yud, Yud K, Yud Kevavke. It's a long stretched out way. It's Achorayim denotes that aspect of slowness.
You mean that each of the letters being said? What's the achrayim here?
Achrayim?
The yud is a yud is a yud. I mean, there's no forward or backwards to it.
No, but you're spelling the Shem Hashem in a drawn out way. Do you see that? Instead of spelling it yud ke vav ke, you're spelling it yud ke, and then you're going back to the beginning. Then you spell again yud ke vav, and then you start again. Yud Kei Vav Kei. You understand? You're going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Okay. Well, that's just a drawn out way. That's called Achorayim. That's the type. And the Arizal is going to explain that Achorayim is Dinim. Strict justice is the. It's not the ultimate. And the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Pashut, but rather a drawn out way. And we know the more you dilute the name, the more Gashmi becomes, the more Dinim it causes.
Even though the light of Yud Kei Vav Kei is Shem Barachim.
Shem Barachim, but even within that, you can dilute the name or change its surah to have something which is more dinim. Again, this is all relative one to the other. Now, let's continue. We'll see, be'etzim, there are 12 madregas in this. So, well, actually, infinite amount of madregas you can go down, but he's going to give us the first 12 as an example. Now, Madrega Shlishit. Hi Cheshbon Misbar Alba Oisios Anikraim Ponim. Shuhu Bechinas Heyois Misporam Kafov. So, okay, that's the third Madrega we're going to see in this chart. We're building a chart here of the Rafa. These are the Nitzutzos that fell into Bia. When the Shvira happened, the Kalim fell into Bia. From Atzilus into Bia, and then Nitzutzos followed through in order to keep them alive. Now we're going to sort of identify the first level of this Rafach, the 288 Nitzutzos that fell into Bia. Okay, so first we have to identify the various levels, and we'll identify which level fell in, and which level stayed in Atzilus. You got me? Now Madrega Shlishi is the Gematria of Madrega Rishon. Okay, so it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's the gematria?
26.
Very good. Now, Madrega Revi, Hu cheshbon umispar ese oisios nikrei achoraim. Shu bechilas heyois misparam av ab. Ab, which is 72. So, if you take madrega shnia, which is the achoraim, right? That's the yud, yud ke, yud ke vav ke that we spoke about. What's the gematria of that? 72. So again, Madrega Rishon is very important. Madrega Rishon is Yud Ke Vav Ke. Madrega Shnir is the Achoraim of that, which is the Yud, Yud Ke, Yud Ke Vav Ke. Madrega Shlishi is the Gematria of the first. And Madrega Revi is the Gematria of the second. Is that clear? You see it in this chart over here? Yeah, okay. Now, Madrega Chamishi. Now we're going to do the exact same thing for the next four Madregas. Madrega Chamishi, except that instead of starting with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, we're going to start with the Miloi of Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is what you were talking about. That you're going to Mali the Yud, it's Yud Vav Dalit, Kei Yud, and so on and so forth. Madrega Chamishi, he Miloi Shel Hashem Anikra Ponim. When Ese Oisiyot Yud Vav Dalit, Kei Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Kei Yud, Bitzurasam Atzman. So again, instead of starting with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're starting with the Miloi. Then you're going to take the Achoraim of that. The system goes over and over again. So the Achoraim of this Miloi would be the exact same thing as the Miloi, but drawn out. But that's Madrega Shishis. He Achoraim and his kind of beginners at Oysir to awesome. Lo Becheshbonam Vehem Hem Kaf of Oysirs. So it's Yud Vav Dalit and then you're doing Achoraim, so you start again. Yud Vav Dalit, Kei Yud, then you're always adding. And then you start again. Yud Vav Dalit, Kei Yud, Vav Yud Vav. And you start again. Yud Vav Dalit, Kei Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Kei Yud. Okay, that's the Miloi of the Shem, but you're doing B'derech Achoraim. Now guess what? The next two Madregas are just going to be the Gematchas of those first two Madregas. So Madrega Shviye, Hirucheshem, Mitzvah, Eser, Oises, Miloi, Aniska, Shu, Mitzvah, Ab. And Madrega Shmini is going to be the gematria of that Achorai. Misba Cheshbon Kafva Boisios Achorayim She'em Begematria Kuf Pei Dalim. Then, again, the next four levels, again, we're starting over. But instead of starting with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, or instead of starting with the Miloi of Yud Kei Vav Kei, we're going to start with the Miloi Dimiloi. Okay, so it gets a little bit Cheshbendik. Madrega Tishi, the ninth Madrega, he begins Oisios Miloi Ha Miloi, Hanikre Ponim Kaze. So you're going to have the Yud Vav Dalit, K Vav Yud Vav, Dalit Lametes, K Yud, Yud Vav Dalit, Vav Yud Vav, Yud Vav Dalit, K Vav Yud Vav, K Yud, Yud Vav Dalit. So it's a Miloi Dimiloi. Everything, you just spelt it out. You got that?
Where's the Lamed come from?
Which Lamed? Which Lamed? You have Yud. How do you spell Yud? Yud Vav Dalit. Now, spell that out. Fine. So it's a Yud Vav Dalit, and the Vav Yud Vav. The Dalit, you spell Dalit Lamed Tes. Because so all those three, those Kitas, all three Kitas spell Yud. And so on and so forth. Okay? Now, you can guess the 10th Madrega, which is going to be the Achoraim of that. The 11th Madrega would be the Gematria of the 9th. And the 12th Madrega, which would be the Gematria of the 10th. That's what it's going to say now. Madrega Asiri hi achoraim shel milo milo and niskav hem kuf vav oises kaze. And he spells it out. Madrega Yud Aleph hi chesh bechines cheshbon. The 11th would be the cheshbon and the mispah of the chav ches oises miloi miloi. The pony. And number 12, Madrega 12 is the last Madrega that we're going to speak about. Who mispah cheshbon kuf nun vav oises achoraim de milo milo. He doesn't even tell us the gematria because it's very big. Okay, very simple. So again, think about the first four Madregas and you can do a binyan av. So the first four Madregas is you take the Panim, and we start off with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then you take the Achoraim, which is the drawn out. And the next two Madregas, Gimel and Dalet, which would be the Mispah, the Gematria of the first and the second. Okay? You're going to do the second stage, will be you take the Miloi of that. And then the final stage, you can take the Miloi Miloi, and you do those four stages. So let's continue. Va'adel ze teilech at elef alofim rivuvos madregos at ein keitz lehem. You continue v'hem al der nisko v'chein al der ze hu ba'avayas sag ba'avayas ma ובהוויאס בכן בכל השמות והוויאס וכינויים שיש בו. This is telling a klal over here that this system that he built for us, that you take the ponim and then you take the achuraim, and then both of them you take the gematria of those two madregas, which will give you the first four madregas, that you can do. Well, we'll do that for sag, we'll do that for ma, I will do it for the shame and shame of ben as well. And as well, you can do it for shaka, you can do it for kel, you can do it for elokim, any shamus you find. And the havayas of asmav, also we're doing that here. Besides asmav, they have the ekes as well. And the kinuim refers to rachum, v'chanun, matzil, avi, yaakov, all these kinuim, you can also do that. You have a panim of it, achraim, and then you have the gematres, those four stages. So let's continue here. Yeah, v'hine kol madrega akodemes lechaver tehim meulim mimenu. So you have to know the rule is obviously number one is a stronger and a higher potential madrega, stronger force than the one underneath. Ve'or gadol meod me'asher tachteiv imkein k'sheyored nitzutzos v'adahu hayoyse atachton ehem asher nishalo bekelim k'nizke lemala. Therefore, obviously, when it comes to the fact that the nitzutzos have to go down and follow suit into bia to follow the kelim, then obviously the lesser madregas are going to go down and higher madregas will stay up. It's atzilus. V'daki lo kol abchinas shavus kine shem ab godol b'mala al kulam v'tachta b'mala shem sag v'tachta madregas shem ma. So we're going to find we've already divided four madregas, the panim and the ach and the gematres, and then the panim and the ach gematres, panim and ach gematres. Those are the three sets. That's all in ab. We'll do the same thing in sag. We'll do the same thing in ma. We'll do the exact same in ben. And we know, says the Arizal, that you know, as we know, we've learned this already in Tanta, I don't know why he's repeating it here, but Av is greater than Sag, Sag is greater than Ma, and Ma is greater than Ben. Upashutu, ki mekol elu arba, yodu mehem b'chinas nitzutzus lich yoises akilah. So you saw this. Why are these nitzutzus? The majority of the ore stays in Atzilus, so some of these nitzutzus break off the main ore and go into Bia. Why? Lach yois esakim, to mechai esakilim. Venitzutzus havaya de ab yodu bekelim de ab, venitzutzus de sag bekelim de sag. So there is a sense to this. That means obviously, but we're making sense of it. That is telling us the logic between this, behind this, meaning that the kelim that broke, for example, chesed. So correspondingly, the or of chesed is going to go and feed the kelim of chesed. The or of gvur will be feeding the or of gvur, and so on and so forth. In translating ab sagma, the or of ab will be feeding the keli of ab. The or of sag will be feeding the keeping alive the keli of sag. Because we can't have sag feeding ab. It just won't work because ab is stronger than sag.
So
you can't keep a stronger keli alive with a weaker or.
Just eat more.
Eat more.
I mean,
it's ain sof compared to the love to that or. It just won't happen. ולכן לא יולדו כל ניצוצות משם בן גרו מכולם ליחס את כלים. You can't have the lowest madrega, which is Ben, to start keeping alive the high madregas. אומנם מכל הווי והווי יולדו ניצוצות ממנו להחיות את כלים שלו. That means the Ben Kelim had the Ben O, the Ma Kelim had the Ma O, and so on and so forth. Ela Ma sheyored meyos Ab hayub gruz mikulam shebeshem shel Ab. It's a different point. That already, like I told you, that the main O stayed in Atzilus, and the weaker O of that set went down. V'chein gam kevin tusa zgruah shel beshem Sag, the lesser O of Sag goes down. Ashehem yordu leachios et kelim shel Sag v'kiyos v'zev v'kolam shemos achir. וגם דע כי המספר ניצוץ השיורדו בכל הוויה מאילו אבא אינון שווים לפי שבשם אב העליון שבכולם לא הייצה בו כל כך שביר הגדול כמו סג. Now you have to say there's four madrigas, right? There's the ab, the sag, ma ובן, four madrigas. You have to say the least or of those four, meaning we said the ab is or, so imagine it's a stick or. A little bit of that or went down. In sag, more or of sag came down. And ma, even more or of the sag, of ma came down. And then finally, the most of the majority of the or went down, from the, as opposed to the higher madregas. Something you were saying. So you need the lower the oil, for example, Ben needs more oil to keep alive his kelim. Or you can learn the pshat is that the more kelim of Ben fell, therefore you need more oil. That's more correct to say that. V'chein ki yotze b'zeh b'shah u'bevada ki m'shem Ben yoldu yoyse nitzus mikol shah u'mema pochot mi Ben u'sag pochot mi mu'atz u'mu'atzot mima. Let's continue. The time she nivra mitzvah kol echad echad tzaduch she nagdim agdama achas v'hizu da ki kasher yotzu ha'esen nikudus min nikve anayim shel odom makadmon kenoda hu betzeitza menicham roshem shelem ba'olam atzilus. Now we have to figure out one thing. Is this cheshbon over here that we're speaking about? Now, mihine mina nukudot aketer shalehem nasi memenu achakach kishenit kam olam atzilus bechinas parzuf aviv. Umikudot achochma bina shnei parzufim abba veima. Umina chesed atzium yisod shem shesh sfiros nasi parzuf zah. Umina sire nasi parzuf nukva dezah. So what is he saying over here? From keser. Keser came out from the ninth act. He's going back to the shvira. Keser will develop itself into the parts of Are. Chochma Bina that came out will develop into Abba Ima. Chesed until the end, until Yisod, will develop itself into the parts of Zah. And then finally, La Sfira, which is Malchus, will develop itself into the Nukva. Okay? Now, Va'olam. Kasher haya achikach. Kasher achikach zman ha-tikun. When the tikun came along. Asher az hilbishu zeh zeh k'nizka le'el ba'orech. Lo hin hunocho bimkomam harishon mamish omnam hu baofen acher vuhu ki hinei noda ki arech mispashe datzium olam atzilus mimenu mamish, that we know that arech, when it fell, when there was a pagam in arech, remember the three levels of kilikul over here, there's something called pagam which happened in arech, we know there's something called bitul which happened in Abba Ve'ima, the achoraim fell, and then finally shvir or misa happened to the other zayim malachim, they fell into bia. Okay, you with me? Now what happened over here? Let's start our paragraph again. Omam kasher haya achikach zman tikun asher az yilbishu zeh vezeh k'niska le'el be'orech. Right, the tikun means there is a communication between all the spheres. Why did they break? Because they were individual, not communicating. That's what the Ariza tells us. They weren't communicating. Pasha, they were just by themselves, and therefore, when they were trying to hold the oar, they broke because it was just overwhelming. Rather than sharing the oar, sharing the oar of the oar amongst themselves, to like a miskela, the Zohar says to weigh it up. If it's too strong, pass it along. And says no. Each one wanted to be a melech. That's what they called the malachim. And they all broke because they couldn't be moilech on their own. When the tikkun came along, they formed what's called the paltzuf, elongated with their private, with all the 10 spheres, and therefore they were able to balance the all in order that way the all shouldn't overwhelm them.
Why did they want to share?
Because every king wants to be ruler. Who wants to share the kingship with anybody else? So only after kach, when they found out
this, this is all of one though.
Excuse me.
This is all a joint government, or whatever the lotion to use.
Joint government. I'm not talking politics right now. Talking Kabbalah.
Yeah, no. But what I mean is that why shouldn't Chof and Bina or whatever? Why should they not want to help each other? They all want the gender.
Malachim and Malachim again. There's Zayim Malachim Shemay. So. Because the Amelch, the Terror of Amelch, he doesn't want to share the Malchus, nobody else. Why is it so hard to understand? Why should they join? Why should England join the United States as a create one country? Two different countries. So everybody wants to be more than themselves. Understandable. Problem is, they didn't learn the lesson. That was the Taker Chisong. When Farsha asked, well, why didn't Taker Gvur learn? We saw the Chesed try to chop the oar, and completely smashed and got destroyed, Gvur should have chapped the Musa and said, listen, if he can, he's bigger than me, and I, Mechitis, I will. And he also broke, and all of them, Boshe, did not learn from one each other, and they all attacked Shadrach. I call upon him. That's Masha Haya Haya. What we're discussing over here now is Mantikun. Is Mantikun, Shat is a Halboshe, meaning I'm touching up that there is a communication and they're balancing the ore for themselves, right? That's one shot. Now, lo hunchu when chaf ches amud aleph. Now, lo hunchu b'mokoy mamarishon mamish. Therefore, when they fell, they went down in levels, right? They were on the top of Atzilus. Now they fell down into lower parts of Atzilus. Omnam hu be'oven acher, v'hu ki hine know that ki arich mispashet atzium olam Atzilus. Arich mamish fell all the way down, was mispashed all the way down to the end of Atzilus. Omina roi aya abba ve'ima yu lemale bimkoim chochma ubina de arich. Right? If you think about keser is arich, it's now spanning the entire length of Atzilus. You think chochma would be all the way up there on the right hand side of arich, and left hand side of arich would be bina. No, that wasn't the case. That even though it should have been that way, ki arihem chokhma bina, aber lo hayakach, rak shelo yibushu ela chesed v'gvura de'ara kamo shebaya. But rather they fell in the madregas because of this whole inyan, and they fell where Zah used to be before the shvira, chesed and gvura. So you see that chokhma will be sharing, it will be in an area where chesed was, and bina will be in an area where gvura was. Okay, that's important. Remember this. Very important. We'll come back to that. V'chein min arui haya sheze ampin asher b'chinosel vak mechesed ha-yisod yilbush ad vak dare. It would make sense that the Zayin Tachton, which is chesed ha-yisod, would be on the Zayin Tachton of Arech, which is the background of all things here. But that also wasn't the case. They broke and they fell from the madrigas. Rather, instead of being on top of the Zayin Tachton of Arech, they fell all the way down to the Tiferes of Arech until the bottom of Arech. Ad Sof Atzilus. Omnam. Nukva de Zah nishar bimkom harishon v'hu malbeshes et malchus de Arech. But Nukva was the only sphere that never changed. It was always on the malchus of Arech and stayed on the malchus of Arech. Now, Aklal Oyle calls in. He's teaching us a very important thing because he's going to tell us what is the connection between Ab Sagma Ben and the Zayin Tachton in the Brook. We can understand Zayin Tachton in the Brook. That's our sugi of him. We can understand his nitzutzas are going to the Mechayim. But what does that have to do with Ab Sagma Ben? What's Mandika Shmei? Now, Aklal Oyle calls Zehu. Ki Shem Ab Shemekono Bechokma. We know that Be'erachin, that Chochma, which we discussed over here now, is Abba, is Keneged Ab. B'Shem Zag Bimkoyma Bebina is Keneged Bina. Yodu Lemata V'lo Yibishu Ela Eta Chesed V'Gvura De'Arir. So Abba and Ima, right? Abba and Bina, right? Or Chochma Bina, let's keep consistent with the Erechin, fell down where the Chesed and the Gvura was. Therefore, since Chochma and Bina fell down, you see that Chochma, and by the way, Chochma is connected Ab, and Bina is connected Sag, so you see that Ab has a connection with Chesed.
Right.
It's crucial, because they fell in the same area. But one second, I'll go further, I'll explain more. That why Bechlal should they fall there? Why should Ab or the Chochma fall exactly pump by the Chesed? Why can't it fall lower down to the Netzach or higher up? Why pump there? So says the Arizal, will tell us in a minute that it must be that there was must be a shorish of Ab already there. Must have been a shorish Ab, therefore was attracted to that mokum. That means Chesed and Ab are sharing the same mokum because of the Tzad Shav Ben Ayam. There must be a shorish of Ab, and Chesed must be also be sharing that root. Amimela, we can understand why Chesed would be connected Ab, because it's mamish gufo one inyan. You hear that? That answers your question. Vinitza. Kishem abwa hu bechesed. This is from, where did I get it from? Sheim lo ken, that Taki, who says this is the best lechem Yehuda. Sorry, the best lechem, not the Arizal, the best lechem Yehuda explains that there must be that it, so why Bechalal should Ab fall where Chesed is if it has no connection whatsoever? Elamai must have a connection, must have been, there must have been a Shoresh there already by
right.
Chesed.
Yeah, you didn't explain why. Just the fact it goes to that place doesn't mean
it's not haphazard. Nothing happened haphazardly. It doesn't fall in a place where you don't go in a place where you're not comfortable.
They didn't have a choice.
No. There wasn't a falling like in Shvira, for example, in Zayin Tachtoni. Zayin Tachtoni, they completely broke. They fell haphazardly. They fell down. Even now, there was Becheshvan. It was Becheshvan at Be'etzim. But this was only a pogam. It was only a pogam or a kilkul or a bittul. Only the Achuraim fell. The Panim didn't fall. So there was a Cheshvan over here. Just Poshe just fell. And therefore, if it felt pumped in that Malkum, says the base lechem Yud, there must have been that there was must have been a shorish of Ab there. That means Chesed is sharing a Abdika shorish with actually Ab. So let's see that again. Velchein Chesed b'gematria Ab. Therefore, since the Ab and Chesed are tzubunden, therefore the zokter the Chesed to the Ariza is b'gematria Ab. If you take Ches Samadalit, it comes up to the gematria of 72, and we know the gematria is always more on a shaykh is bitun, which is very very stark. The shem sag hu begvura, and same thing, the same svarah. The sag, which was the bina, the fell the mokum gvura, must have been sharing a same shorish. The shem ma hu bechatsi tiferes v'nahi im heyot kolel vak gmurim. Now we know already that the Maz Keneged the Vak, Maz Keneged Zah, Shem Bechina Shem Ma, Husham Bechatzi Tifel Venetzach Hod Yisod, the Ari Belvav. Veshem Ben, Hu Bemalchus Levav. So each one of these four major binyan, the building blocks as I call them, Ab, Sagma, Ben, they have a starker connection to these Esses fields, which had either a Pagam or a Bittul or a Kilkul or a Shvira. All of them have a Shachas to these four. So in summary, well, let's just finish off the paragraph and then we'll summarize. V'kulam v'kulam hem v'shevet achnon v'tachin b'levav v'harin izbar hagdoma hanizkera. So he finishes over there as hagdoma hanizkera. So it comes out that these four binyonim, which is Ab, Sag, Moven, the four building blocks of all things, they are connected to the Esses Sphira. So it comes out that in our Inyan over here, that we're discussing the Zayin Tachtonim, the Zayin Malachim Shemesu, the kings are dying. That's what's important for us. We're doing the Shah Rafach here. We want to know which Nitzutzos went down to Mechaya these Kelim. So these Nitzutzos come from all. The all is Ab, Sag, Moven. Now, how do you compare? What's the comparison with Av and Chesed and so on and so forth? So that is explained right now, that Av has a shachas to Chesed, Sag has a shachas to Bina, Gvuram, and Ma has a shachas with Vak, and Ben has a shachas with Malchus. So therefore, those are the four categories we'll see. We'll see Av, which is in Chesed, Sag, which is in Gvuram, Ma we'll find that's connected to Vak. That is from Tiferes until Malchus, until Yesod, and then the final level is Ben, which is connected to Malchus. So then we're going to find four distinct levels. And these four distinct levels will have, again, their four distinct levels that we spoke about the beginning, the Panim and the Ach, and the Gematz. And we'll show a chart. It's hard to keep this on your head, but we'll show a chart which shows this very nicely. Now let's go right. V'nir le'an yizdati Chaim. So this is of Chaim Vital. Ki kol elu abom ab sag ma uben kulam hem b'shem ben haniska lemala. Really, if you think about it, all these great oiras, and I call the big binyan building blocks of all things, which is ab sag uben, really they're all a derivative of ben. Because we know the ben broke, so therefore it makes sense that the oilers are coming, the oil which is coming to mechaya the bin, there's all the shiva kelim of ben, are from ben himself. So what broke the malchus the ben? Therefore, this the oilers also from malchus the ben.
If ben is the shachris, so then it can't be.
Ben is the bechin of the brook. All the Esa Kelim, all the Esa spheres that came up from the Naim Da'ak, all came from this bechina called Ben. Which, like you said, is the most shvach, Baruch Hashem, it was only the smallest bechina of the smallest that broke. So, Kom Torah says the O doesn't have to be at all big now, it all has to be a Ben Dika O. And the Ben Dika O will have four madreis, Ab Sagma O Ben of the Ben. Shu Kolel Esa Nikuda Shel Enayim. Vohu mischalik alba havayas elu, which called again the four havayas that we spoke about, the Avsag Ma'oben. To move on to ki kol havayah ma'aba koleles kol aba chein nir le'anis dati. Every time you talk about one havayah, you have a Avsag Ma'oben of that. So it will make sense over here that since we're talking about the ben that broke, then the O would be the Avsag Ma'oben of the ben. You can always subdivide. V'ata nivaya ha-seder shalehem. This is the seder. V'hine, mina havaya de'ab asher b'chesed. Now explain what's the shachas between ab and chesed. We explained that already. Ha'orah shelo sh'olu lemale be'atzilus shenishburu ha-kelim. Right? Now, again, we spoke about the kelim that broke entirely, the ponim and the achraim, and they all descended into the next world of bia, b'riya, yitziasir. The all, there's two chalakim to the all. The all never falls down; it stays in etzilus, except the nitzutzos, the sort of the breakaway sparks of it, will follow with the kelim to go into bia again to mechay the kelim. So that's what he's speaking about again. So the ata nivav said that shalahem. Hine mina havaya the ab asher bechesed ha'oros shelo of the ab. Which is in Chesed, she'olu lemal be'atzilut nishburah kelim ayu shesh madregas rishonim rishonos v'shah madregas min ha'shviyah ve'elach v'hi bechlal hi cheshbon shehi cheshbon misma ezer oisus miloi shehem v'gematria. Let me explain to you what's going on over here. He's explaining as follows. Okay. That, again, when we're dealing with the first Madrega, which king first died was Chesed. Okay? It's true that Rav speaks about Das, but we explained that still why here sometimes he speaks about Das is the first king from the Chesed. We explained that already in the previous Shur. Now, so we can take on as Chesed the first king that died. Now, Chesed is made up of two things. You have the Caliph Chesed, and you have the All of Chesed, right? The All of Chesed is represented by the Abba. The Ab of Chesed, as Mimele, the Kelim falls into Bia, and therefore you need the O to follow and to keep it alive. Now we spoke about the 12 different Madregas of O, 12 different Madregas that we spelled out, right? The Panim and the Ach, and then the four first, and the four after that. Says the Rab, you know what I'll tell you. Madrega 7 fell of that O. And all the other madrigas above stayed in Atzilus. Do you follow that? The seventh, we spoke about 12 madrigas, right? In the beginning of the Shir. So the seventh madriga fell down into Bia, those in the Tzitzis that fell down, and the sixth above stayed up. That's what he just said. Hey, I'll read that again. Hayu shesh madrigas rishonis stayed up. The shah madrigas mina shvir ve'elot, the seventh madriga onward, went down into Bia. Those in the Nitzutzos that we're interested in, we want to find out what were they. So those are number 7 and onwards. V'hi b'chlal, the 7 included. Shehi cheshbon, and what in Madrega is that? That's the 7th, and which is what? That's the cheshbon of Misba, Eser, Oises, Amilo, Shehu, Gematre, Ab, that's 72. V'kulam yoldu b'biyah, and all of the rest fell inside from the 7th onward. Imakeli besod nitzutzot nitzkan le'el. V'pashadu shekol madregos shelemat me'em nechlal me'em ve'eino nechshavim kedava b'fne atzmo v'lechein eino ole b'mitzvah ve'eino nechshav rak madregos zoiz shehim b'chinas mitzvah eser zoiz shel milu shehem gematri ab. V'kol sha nitzutzot shelemat me'em nechlal me'eilo ab. Everything that fell underneath the 7th madrega until end sof madregos on nechla, we don't even talk about it. So comes out very simply. What we're going to say is that the first Madrega, what are we trying to analyze it? What are we trying to figure out? We're trying to figure out which chelik of the O fell in. right? We know there's something called anach. There's oilers and nitzutzos and kelim. We have to discuss all three. So the oil that stayed above, we want to know. And we want to know the oil that went down. That's what we're trying to analyze here. So we're saying that the madrega shvir, the seventh madrega of that oil, the ab, fell into bia, and everything stayed up. So now we divide it. Now we know, Baruch Hashem, which oil stayed up, which oil went down. And what is that seventh madrega? That is the mispah of the milo, which is 72. So again, we have to, again, I'll give you a little clue what we're adding, where we're going to. We're trying to figure out where the Ariza gets 288. So if you multiply 72 by 4, you get 288. So that's what we're going to figure out. We're going to see, in short, we're going to see that every madrega is 72. The madrega, the gematria, will be 72. And therefore, that would be coming out to 288. But each madrig would be different according to what who. The kavan is by the tzleinu b'mkoyim rabin k'mitzius a mitzvah rafach nitzutzes im arba v'chinas av. That's what you're just saying now. The 288 nitzutzes that fell down, they are v'chinas av. 72. She yodu me'ilu arba havayas. Each havaya from av fell 72. From sag fell 72. From ma fell 72. And from ben fell 72. Kulam yachad hem rafach nitzutzes 288. Ha'ayin z'bayer ha'ab nitzutzes shiyodu v'chlal rafach nitzutzim eim havaya rishonet ab. Okay, that's ab. Let me show you inside a picture of this. A very simple chart, and it's as follows. So if you see, there's white squares and there are gray squares. White squares and gray squares. So the white squares are what stayed up in the world of Atzilus. Right, this is going to stay up in Atzilus. This is the all. These 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 squares, they call the first six madrigas, stayed up in Atzilus, and everything in the gray, all the all here, fell down. All 12 madrigas. There's 12 here altogether. The sach hakol, if you can see this, there is yud base madriga. So there's first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, until the 12th. This is the 12th madriga over here. Okay. What's the chart about? So you have the panim side, and you have the achuraim side. So let's go for the first four we spoke about. The first one is the panim, is havaya b'poshut. That's the yud kei vav kei. Then you have the achuraim, as we said. That's the yud kei vav kei. That's the achuraim of the panim. And then the next two levels, just the gematria. Very simple. Gematria of this is 26. Gematria of this is 72. Next four madrigas will be the exact same thing, except you're starting with a miloy, and so on and so forth. So this will be the drawing line. Number madriga number 7, I have it underlined here, 72. You see that over here, 72. That is the madriga that fell from 7 onwards, 7, 8, 9, 10 until infinity fell down, and this is the part of the all which stayed in Atzilus. Very simple. Is that clear? Madriga number 7 fell in with the rest. Everything is bottom of Vutu. And then everything above that stays in the world of Atzilus. So let's continue. And that was on Ab. I'll show you another chart for Sag. Lushen Sag Shuhu Yosem Etachta Meshem Ab Lo Olu Aores Shelo Batzilus Rak Alba Madrigas Rishonis Belvad. Right, Alma Madregas Mevad, these are the four Madregas that say it in Atzilus. V'nimtza ki yodu bebriya shtei Madregas acheros yosem el yonus. So we know that comes out because the first we had six Madregas that stayed in Atzilus and the rest fell down. Here you have two less Madregas that stayed up. Two less that stayed up. Shem b'chinas eser oisyos miloi shel sag u'b'chinas achuraim shelhem. Shemadrega Hamishi Vishishit. So Hamishi Shishit, now in this case, will also have fallen into Bia. Vekashen Nimna Madrega Hamishi Shem Ese Oysas Miloy the Sag Bebechinas Oysas Atzman Venimsa Gamken Misporem Shem Sag Harigam Harihem Ag Nitzutze Shiyodu Meshem Sag. Let me show you on the chart now. How's this going? So you see over here, obviously, there's less white squares over here than we had for Av. That means more all is going down. There's more gray than white. We only have four madrigas now as opposed to the first one. So these four madregas stayed up in Atzilut. Everything else from madrega Chamishi onwards, Chamishi and onwards fell down. Now Chamishi, what do we have in Chamishi? We have what is that? That is the Oisius, that's the Ponim of the Miloi. That's the Ponim of the Miloi. So if we count the letters here, the Ponim of the Miloi, we have 10 letters. Together with the Iker Nekuda, because we're dealing with Sag over here. This is the Sag chart. Sag is an Iker Nekuda. That's level 7. We always count level 7, by the way. Level 7 plus the 10 letters makes 73. So we're close to 72, by the way. The Kama Shlomo explains why 73, because the Sag has one of the Ma. Maybe we'll get into that a bit later. So because we have 72 so far, move up. And then we have 73 over here from the Sag. Okay, again, we're aiming for the number 288. We'll define the level of the first level of each category which fell down into Atzilus. Let's continue. V'nimtza. V'umisham mishem Ma. Now, from the Shema, who Tiferes, it's connected to Tiferes, Yodu Shtei Madregas Elyonis Yoytze. Now, we're going to come to Ma, we're going to see there's even less of staying up. See, there's only two Madregas staying up here, as opposed to the first one, six Madregas, we had white boxes. And Sag, we had four Madregas. Now, we only have two Madregas staying in the Tzilis, and everything else is going to go down into Bia. Lefishu gruo b'mala shel min hasag v'lo olu l'mala be'atzilus rak shtei madregas rishonis b'laval, and there's only two madregas, actually olu is a bit lavdavka because they actually never went up, they just stay there. V'kol hashar yodu b'briya v'nimtza ken nitzuzu shelahem shel hem av alef ayin alef nitzuzu, 71 nitzuzus we have. Well, how do you get it to 71? Because you look again to the Iker Shehem Chavav and Ma Pirush Ki Mispar Abba Oisius Pashut Hem Chavav. When you look at the first Madrega after these two Madregas, that is the Gematria of the Pashut, which is 26. You add that with a level 7, again we always count the level 7, that's 45, and 26 will get you 71. That's the way it works. 71. Shem Chavav Mem Hei Pirush Ki Mitzva Abba Oises Poshut Shem Chavav O Misporim Ese Oises Bimilo Hu Ma Vohu Vehinei Mem Hei Vechavav Hem Gematre Av Av I 71 Nitzuzot Harehem Shlosha Pamim Av Nitzuzot. So far, so we 71 we're 72 times 3. We're not finished. Let's finish off the last level, which is the level of Ben.
Where's the three times?
Well, we had Ab of Chesed, and then you had Ab of Gvura. Right? This is our third chart now, right? This is our third chart. We have 72 here, 72, 72. And now I'm going to show you where you get the next 72 is from the Ben chart. Ben is connected to the Malchus that broke. Now, the Ben chart, what do we have? Mishem Ben, Yoldu. Kol ha-madregas chutz min ha-elyon arishon. So here we go. Everything fell. See, everything's great except the only one little tiny madrega. The first madrega was the poshut. That's the only madrega that stayed up. Everything else fell of the ben, which is kenegi the malchus. O mishem ben yodu kol ha-madregas chutz min ha-elyon arishon. Lefi she le-yoyz b'chinos malchus hi tachton shmikulam. It's the smallest of all. Therefore, it needed the most. Since it was the smallest madrega, it had the biggest shvira to it. And the only thing that stayed in Atzilus was only the first madrega, which is the Dalit letters of the Poshut. Bechinas Oisius Atzmon, the Kol Hashar Yodu Bebriya. V'zeh Sod she'anu omrim bekol mokom ki ha'malchus nish'ara. Again, the word nishara, not alun, nishara be'atzilus, be'bechinas, nekuda achas belvad. We find in the dush Laila, the Shah Kavona speaks about the tikkun chatzois and all these inyonim of Kirish Shema Shalom Mitzah. That's all the inyonim of bringing the malchus out of bia. That's nekuda katana that we speak about. This is mamash the inyon over here. Nekuda achas belvad, kol sha'a mit ma'etz Mimena v'yodo ela b'briya. So the nekuda stays up and all the rest goes down and so on and so forth. V'aveze ki hinei hanekuda ha'hi hi b'chinas ha'madrega rishon shebekulam b'vat. Okay, so this nekuda that stayed in Atzilus, everything else fell down. Right? One more. Let's continue. V'olna misba ab nitzutim yodo mimenu הם בחינס מספר וחשבון של עשר ספירות אויסיות האחוריים לשם בן שהוא בגמטריה אב. So if we analyze this, even though we look at always at how we get the ab, we always look at the madrigas which fell down after the madriga that stayed up. So we know that stayed up, and that means this must have fallen down. So madriga shnia, if we count the oy, we count the gematria over here, that's 72. So that's your fourth. That's your 472, 4 times 72. We'll get to the gematria of 288. That's the rafach nitzutzim that fell down to Bia. V'harin is bayer alba bechinas, bechinas ab, 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 ab. Those are the four abs. Sheyoldu mina alba havayas. Or mispa kulam hem, rafach nitzutzim 288. Ela, sheyesh b'neim hefresh. Ki en bechinosim shavim, as we know, the different bechinas. Lefisha ab nitzutzim yodu mishem ab di yudim hu ab shelacheshvan umisba eser oisus miloi. Now we know the first one obviously is not equal. The ab that fell down in the first ab the ab, that was because of a derfin cheshvan. That was madrega shvi. Shezu hu madrega shvi. Umishem sag ab shelohu eser oisus sag shuhu ab ag. We know that was Madrega 5 and 7, which came out to 73. And he just summarized for us. V'hem Madrega 5 v'shvi. O mishem ma ab shelohu ma v'chavav. Shuhu gematria av, which is 71. Shuhu Madrega shlishi and shvi. That was the 3rd and 7th level. So you see all the levels are different. And when he finally came to Shem Ben, ab shelohu gematria shnia v'reviz. So that is the second and fourth level. Now I want to show you different charges before we end off over here. And here you can see all the four charts in one chart. I really like this chart because you can see exactly the level of Nitzutza that fell down and the level of Nitzutza that fell kept steady in Atzilus. So you see the black line over here, right? We're looking at a different chart. This is the Chesed that broke. This is the Gvur that broke. This is the Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod that broke, and this is the Malchus that broke. So you see in each one, it shows you over here, this black thick line shows you all the Madregas that fell down of all, fell down into Bia. This, all this area over here, above the dark line, it shows you all the Bechinas that stayed up. So you see clearly, this Madrega stayed up, everything else fell down. These two Madregas stayed into Atzilus, everything else fell down. These four madrigas stayed in, and so on and so forth. You see clearly the way the line goes down. The more the shvira happened, Malchus was the biggest shvira, more nitzutzas happened. This was less shvira, less nitzutzas, and so on and so forth. So you see clearly the madriga, like a staircase, there's more madrigas and less madrigas over here. So that is the inyan of Rafah. And then in some shiur, next shiur, we'll discuss a lot of questions that there are. Why is the madrigas fell in different ways? 5 and 7. And only in 7, and so on and so forth, as opposed to something being more shoving. Okay, we'll continue next week. Shkoyach.